leaving the mall that evening that you were talking to me, was Friday.
Ridgemar Mall?
Yeah, and oh, that is wonderful.
That's a big place, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I've never been to one that had enough stairs like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You've been out there. Oh, we went to about, we got to see about half of it because we got there late.
It'd take about 2 days.
Oh, yeah. And they're opening another mall down on Holland. Yeah. But they've got one in, they've got some in Dallas. And in Santa Tone, they've got two big ones. It's kind of like this one. But with all stores under one roof. It's something.
Did you go in Neiman Market? Did you go in Neiman Market?
No, we didn't get that far there.
I know, I've always been curious about that because I've always heard that it was a real good store, real expensive.
It is. Did you go?
Yeah, I did.
Well, now we have one Neiman Market back out here that they entertained the senior citizens with a coffee there. And of course, we all went. All the clubs was there. And we didn't get to go in any of the stores because they weren't open.
Oh.
They didn't open until 12 o'clock. So we were at this breakfast. I guess they were 1,000 people there at this breakfast. And they had these coffee. And the tables all decorated with this real expensive silver and your plate and everything. It was almost ready to use it. And the cup and the saucer and the little plate that held your coffee cup, coffee cake. It was a little round square cake. And it was all mixed up with a filling all. We had that fancy silver and that cut glass for the piece. Oh, it was beautiful.
Terrific.
Yeah, they did that fantastic. And everything that come in, they had a lot of talks and a lot of drills. And we had a young kids band that played. Everybody come in that was going to speak for the senior citizens. They would have some kind of a crazy hat or some kind of a crazy bonnet on, and when they'd get up there to speak, they'd say, "Hats off to the senior citizens," and everybody would clap, and they'd hang that hat. I bet they had 100 different style hats and caps.
And where was this?
Out at Neiman Marcus, and not this store this way out on, it's right close to University Drive. This one this way. Not the near, not the one, not at the mall, it's that and back this way. Great big cluster all out there by the set.
Oh, I didn't know they have two in town there.
That have that one there. And then they've got one that I haven't been to yet. Harrison. It's open. I haven't been to that. I've been to one in Dallas, but I haven't been to this. A. Harrison. You know, Arlington has Neiman Marcus too. They have a lot of Neiman Marcus. Old Mr. Marcus was there that day.
Really?
Yeah.
He's the founder, I guess.
He's one of the common people. We had a real nice get together, and that was all free for the senior citizens. They're going to on a party tomorrow night in Dallas. Oh, they're going to the windmill.
What is that?
Well, it's some big cafe, and they're going to have dinner and then a night show. But I'm not going because it'll be 12 or 1 o'clock when we get back. And our lady boss is supposed to drive the car if her husband don't go. I mean, drive my bus. So I decided I'd go. Well, I knew if that lady come in, she wouldn't want to go because she wouldn't be able to pay the ticket. And the ticket's $6.95. And I felt like I didn't want to get that much for two tickets. So I just wouldn't sign up because if I'd have signed up, she'd sure come. have signed up without us, you won't even show up. And then I say, well, by the numbers when I come, I can call. But I felt like I, why should I be responsible for two tickets?
When we were talking about meat, I meant to ask you if you've ever heard of anything that you can make with meat from a hog's head?
Oh yeah, hog's head cheese.